Hello everyone. Where to begin on this? So, I have not been using Audioboo for a while. Mainly because not a lot of people do use Audioboo these days, I don't think. Also because there's a sense of wanting to use it for a reason. To have a purpose for using these sort of things, you know? I have incredibly vast amounts of apps installed on my phone now, and while I have more than the average person will probably use, to the point of appearing like an obsessive weirdo when it comes to these sort of things, I still want all of the apps I have installed to be there for a purpose or for a reason. So, while I want to use Audioboo, I haven't used it for a while, but I still have it installed. So, hence my recording now. I had been planning to record something using the service for a while, to start doing it maybe occasionally every couple of days, maybe daily. It would be better if it was daily. I want to be better at keeping a log of everything I've been doing, or of these thoughts, of these audio recordings, you know. But exactly why or what to record, I don't know. It's weird. For somebody who wants to do a lot of things, I'm incredibly self-conscious when it comes to recording things or making videos or recording audio. I'm one of the people who not only freaks out when he hears himself, but is actively uncomfortable hearing himself. I think it roots back to my issues with OCD and BDD, while milder than some other people's, I still cannot look for any sort of extended period in the mirror at myself. I can't feel comfortable. I find it difficult to shave, so I look a mess a lot of the time, which ironically just mentally justifies the negative connotations involved in that condition. So, like I say, it's one of these things that are hard to get past. I suppose I'm incredibly hyper self-critical, and to an extent justifiably so, because I see the things I've done over the years as not really being of marketable or notable worth, really. Not to knock myself, I don't think I'm not without merit, you know, but you get to a point where you start to get a bit older and you haven't done a lot with your life, or you haven't done the things you wanted to do, and sometimes that's just bad luck or bad fate or the position you're born into, you know, the financial situation you're in. Some people will find it financially or physically easier to pursue the goals they have in life, to do what they want to do. And some of us just haven't got as many opportunities. Doesn't mean we've stopped trying, no, obviously not. But there is still that point where you reflect on it and it's a case of understanding why and deciding what you want to do about these things. Seeing if you've still got the motivation or if something else has risen up and become more important at this time, you know. But I wanted to continue trying to do a lot of things, which is why also I want to use this service along with all the other apps and social networks I've managed to spread myself across like a virus all these years. I say virus as if it's a negative thing. I don't think so. I think every social network, video service and recording device or app is, you know, entirely useful. Like I say, I have only what I think I will use at some point in the future. Only what I feel is of use. But that's where we get into why I'm recording today, I suppose. I wanted to record something before the new year. It's December the 23rd, 2016 right now, in case anybody's listening to this in some future time. And I want to mark down the beginnings of a statement of intent for the rest of the next couple of years. I feel I've become a little secluded from people, from just generally people. There's so many people I watch, follow, admire on social networks and on different companies, you know, like magazines, publishers, websites, writers, you know, in creative realms and in knowledgeable areas. And I'm connected, albeit on a very flimsy or surface level, with so many really amazing people, yet I've spent very little time knowing or spending time around them. And that's not because there hasn't been opportunity, but because of my more cowardly connotations in life, my fears. Again, it all roots back to multiple mental and emotional issues I've had to deal with for a very long time, and I need to get past those fears to one extent. So this is more one point, a statement to announce that I plan to get past those fears, to reach out to these people, to say hello and to actually get to know them, to become friends with one or two of them maybe. But it's difficult in this day and age, because obviously when you know people just on the fringes of society or of friendship, that it's hard for to judge whether or not they believe that you're an honest and perfectly healthy and sane human being, that you're not somebody who, like many others maybe, who follows them and oh, look, it's just another one of those guys who knows me because I'm well known, and what do they want? Why do they want to talk to me? Is it only because they know me from this? So there's a fear that people meet you and they've already have preconceptions as to why you're there in their heads, so that they're now more open to the idea of becoming friendly or just knowing you in general in real life, or even just shaking your hand, because there's a fear you might be crazy, you know, and you don't, and you have that fear that you might come across as crazy. So it's difficult to want to try and reach out and meet these people that you may know to certain levels, but not in the traditional sense of friendship. And then there's the second point, which is, like I say, I've done very little over the years, so my plan is to start doing a lot more. So I'm becoming a bit more active again on Twitter and Facebook, but also Instagram and Path and a ton of other different apps. And hopefully over the next few weeks I can start talking about these plans and these ideas and all the different services I'm on, and hopefully I can become more motivated using them. And lastly, I want to get back into my writing and attempting to get into the industries or places I want to be, because I find myself lately working a day job in retail and wondering why I'm still there or why that's all I do. You know, you don't want to lose that potential, that lost opportunity. So here's to 2017 and the next few weeks, and hopefully the next few times we get to record here, I'll say something that's interesting at least. But thanks for listening anyway, and keep an ear out on here, and look out for me on Facebook and Twitter and all that. Until next time.